It is Thursday and time once again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week we have Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent, Meredith Streng Burgess of Burgess Advertising, a former Republican lawmaker, and Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in Augusta as a Democrat. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. We start with the announcement that the Justice Department has tapped former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to oversee the investigation into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. I'm going to ask you the same question. Is this the best decision by the Justice Department? Cynthia, you first.
Yes, I think it's a good decision, although I do think it doesn't negate the necessity to quickly appoint and try to confirm an FBI director. But I do think, given the political pressure on Rosenstein and all the skirmish around Donald Trump's motivations for firing James Comey in the what appears to be middle, hopefully, of an investigation into the Russian connection, that it is, in fact, the best decision.
Meredith?
I agree completely. I think it was good that they did this as quickly and expeditiously as possible. I think everybody agrees that we need, you know, a special counsel, whatever it takes to kind of get everybody back to finding out really what happened, do that, and perhaps we can go on to something else.
Dick?
Well, I agree that it's a positive development. You know, true independence is just getting hard to know where to look for it. It's hard to know what to believe. I mean, I look back at the years we spent on investigations of Hillary Clinton's email situation, which, you know, never led to any kind of a formal charge of doing something wrong, but we investigated it for a very long time. We're, you know, now in the midst of this, you know, what are the connections between Russia and the president and the president's campaign and the president's advisors? And I suspect we're going to go into a very long process of various groups, both Congress and these independent investigators, looking into what happened. And you know, it's getting to a position in politics where, you know, one partisan side will make a big deal of a story, and, you know, it certainly has aspects of truth to it, but they make a big deal of the story, the press talks about it, and investigations start happening, and the FBI gets involved, and Justice Departments get involved, and it's just harder to see, to really see where independence and truth lies.
What about that, Cynthia? We have seen in the past these instances where special counsel can look under any rock they want and the investigation could go on for years.
Well, there's definitely that problem. I don't know. This fantasy of somebody being completely independent in my mind is just not really the goal. I think what we want are people who are honest and take their constitutional oath to uphold the Constitution seriously. And you can and do that, and a lot of people can do that, and I have confidence that Mr. Mueller can. What concerns me a little bit is the scope of his authority going into this investigation is somewhat ambiguous, and it says that he is charged with investigating the possible connection between the Trump campaign and Russia, but it also says, and anything that might come up along the way. I mean, those are my words, not the memo's words, but suggesting that this could, in fact, like Dick says, blow up, Hillary Clinton's emails, you know, came up in the course of an investigation of Benghazi. So, I mean, we don't know where this is going to lead, and it is problematic. My initial belief was that we didn't necessarily need somebody outside. We needed somebody inside at the FBI level to do this work. But Mr. Rosenstein apparently feels otherwise, and there's been broad bipartisan support for it. Donald Trump has said it's a witch hunt, but at the same time, the reporting on his reaction to it in the Oval Office was that he said, you know, okay, they're going to do what they need to do. And if he's right that, oh, this big investigation will reveal no such connection, it'll be good for him, it'll be good for the country, and hopefully it'll be good for just moving things forward.
In the meantime, though, Meredith, this chaos from the White House has caused, you know, some difficulty for Maine's two senators as they are being pressured to respond to these each development within a news cycle.
It's a very challenging time for them to sort of react. But I feel maybe this is wishful thinking. I feel like we've kind of hopefully reached whether it be a new high or a new low here, but a point where, okay, we have a path. We have our special counsel intelligence committee has said they're going to continue on with their path. And I think everybody's gotten to the point where we need to be, we need to investigate. If there's nothing there, as Trump says, then this will hopefully show that.
Dick, they don't appear, though, to be shying from the spotlight. We're seeing King and Collins on national TV, while on the one hand sort of expressing exasperation at the pace of these developments, but then they're willing to go on and talk about them.
Yeah, well, I started out by sharing some of my struggle with where do we look for views that we trust, that we think are being straight with you and more independent, more honest, less partisan. And I have to say that I think Senator Collins is probably the most thoughtful, independent-minded of the Republican senators. And Angus King is the most thoughtful, independent of the Democrats or caucus with Democrat senators. And so I do look to their – I look to both of their voices as somebody that I trust more than the extreme partisanship and that seems to have really taken over a lot of what's happening in Washington.
Cynthia Gregg Kessich of the Press Herald, your colleague on the op-ed side there, wrote a piece yesterday saying that Republicans should draw a line in the sand here for the president and figure out what the consequences are for crossing that line. Do you agree?
No. And he is my boss, I might add. So I disagree at my peril. There's no line without facts. I mean, this investigation that the special prosecutor Mueller is going to undertake is not going to be transparent and open. It's going to be a secret investigation, and he will have discretion whether or not he's going to decide to prosecute. The Senate Intelligence Committee will have more public, sort of pieces of an investigation. But until the facts come out, I don't think we can have any lines in the sand. The Republicans, though, I do think they are bearing a very heavy burden. I mean, ultimately, it is their responsibility. And what's remarkable to me is that a moderate Republican like Susan Collins was practically extinct not too many years ago. And now all of a sudden, she's one of the most powerful senators in the United States Senate. I mean, she really has the influence along with a small, group of other Republican senators to sway things in a very big way. And that is a huge burden. And I know she's up for the task. I mean, she's been waiting for this moment her entire political life. So we're lucky.
Cynthia, Meredith, Dick, see you next week.